Fire season is upon us, and we're introducing you to people behind the scenes doing the jobs that keep us and our communities safe. Today, fires and fish. Yep, that's an issue. Allie Budner of the Mountain West News Bureau speaks to a biologist who crosses the fire line to protect aquatic species.
If you have legs or wings, you're probably going to run or fly away from a wildfire. Remember Bambi?
Get up, Bambi. You must get up.
But what if you're a fish?
We have, you know, equipment ready.
That's Josh Nearing.
If we need to jump on it and get into some place and rescue the fish.
Nearing's a second-generation aquatic biologist for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Most of the time, his job involves surveying native fish populations and improving stream habitat, except when wildfire threatens those rare species he works to protect. Then he springs into superhero action. That's what happened in the summer of 2016. Nearing got word from a fellow biologist that a nearby fire was picking up speed.
He gave me a call and said, we have this fire that's looking like it's going to burn up south prong of Hayden Creek, which we knew was an important cutthroat strain that we had in there.
He's talking about the greenback cutthroat trout. It's Colorado's state fish.
It's a beautiful fish, yeah. It has dark spots along its body. The name cutthroat comes from the orange slashes that they have right under their chin.
But this particular genetic variety of greenback cutthroat were only found living in this one stretch of this one creek, and they were in grave danger.
We had to move pretty fast.
Now, a quick side note here. You might be thinking, fish live in water. Why do they have to worry about wildfires? Well, it's not the fire that harms fish. It's the byproduct, ash.
The ash really changes the water quality. It'll change the pH of the water specifically. And trout in particular have a pretty narrow tolerance for pH changes.
And that's not the only thing to worry about. Fire is often followed by rain, and on burned ground, that can lead to floods.
And the sediment and, you know, muddy water that's coming down can just literally suffocate the fish.
These potential dangers were on Nearing's mind in 2016 as he made his way to Hayden Creek near Salida, Colorado. He knew he had to get some of the cutthroat trout out of the stream and into a hatchery, so if the rest perished, at least the genetic line would be saved. Still, most of the 30 or so scientists on Nearing's team had never been behind an active fire line.
It was a little nerve-wracking going in there and seeing smoke and smelling smoke.
They'd gotten safety training from the Forest Service, but still.
The helicopters were flying over and dropping water, and so it was a little bit scary that way.
Nearing takes me to a local stream and shows me the equipment they used.
Waders, and then dip nets and buckets and oxygen tanks. We take our backpack shockers into the creek.
Wait, a backpack shocker?
Yep. Sort of looks like a Ghostbusters outfit.
With wands attached to the backpack. Those wands put a mild current in the water to attract and then stun the fish.
So we can dip net them out, get them in a bucket, and then get them to our stock tank and get them to our hatchery as fast as we can.
Now, 2 years after the 2016 fire, Nearing says the descendants of those cutthroat trout are thriving in a local hatchery and waiting to be put back in a healthy creek.
If we had not gone in there, we wouldn't have preserved those genes and they'd be gone forever.
And that kind of vigilance is an ongoing job. Nearing's got his eye on another rare strain of greenback cutthroat trout here at Bear Creek, just minutes from downtown Colorado Springs.
Oh, there's one right in the center of the stream, right there. See it right behind that log?
Oh, yeah.
If this area burns, Nearing says, he'll be ready to suit up and cross the fire line all over again. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.